A silent oath between brothers. A silent oath between brothers. Kael Varn emerged from the shadows, his eyes scanning the cramped alleyway for any sign of movement. The flickering torches cast eerie silhouettes on the walls as he navigated through the narrow passage, his footsteps muffled by the worn cobblestones. The air was heavy with the scent of damp earth and decay, a familiar tang that spoke of ashen roads' neglect. Kael's fingers brushed against the small pouch at his waist, containing the few remaining threads of silver-painted linen from his past life as an inquisitor. Now, he worked for those who saw the world in shades of gray like House Valen. His destination was a decrepit townhouse on the fringes of the Everia sector, where whispers hinted at a high-stakes meeting with a trusted contact. Kael slipped through the entrance, his eyes adjusting to the dim interior. The air within reeked of rot and old wood, like an overripe fruit. A hooded figure rose from the shadows near a flickering candle, face obscured by the deep folds of their cloak. "Kael," they said, voice barely above a whisper. "I see you're here. You wanted to speak?" Kael replied, his hand resting on the hilt of his Nightforged dagger. "Time to discuss your current occupation," the hooded figure ventured, the word heavy with implication. The air seemed to vibrate with an unspoken tension, the only sound the creaking of wooden floorboards beneath their weight. Kael navigated through the narrow room, the candlelight dancing across his face. "What's this about, Ariel?" The hooded figure inclined its head toward a narrow side chamber, where two men sat on a rickety stool, their faces hidden in the shadows. The flickering flame cast eerie silhouettes on the walls as they spoke in hushed tones. As Kael entered the inner room, the air thickened with an unspoken understanding between brothers, forged over years of shared trials and secrets kept in silence. His eyes locked onto the figure nearest him, his brother, Aaron, an initiate of House Valen. Aaron's face was set in a grimace, like a mask pulled tight. Ariel moved closer to Kael, voice dropping to a mere whisper. "Aaron, we have a situation. A client." The word dripped with hesitation. "One who requires your unique services." Kael's eyes narrowed. "What kind of situation?" "We received an anonymous message," the hooded figure continued. "A young woman seeks your expertise in retrieving something that cannot be moved, not by force or stealth. It must be encouraged to walk free." The silence that followed was as thick as the shadows on the walls. A whisper in his ear, a disappearance such was Kael Varn's specialty. But he had long made a silent oath with his brother Aaron. One day, their paths would diverge, each following their own path through the darkness. And now, it seemed, that time was upon them. "Tell me more," Kael said, his voice steady as stone. The hooded figure hesitated, weighing the cost of what lay ahead. "Meet the client at Ashen Road's gatehouse at midnight. Bring only yourself." The hooded figure nodded, a silent acknowledgement, and stepped back into the shadows as Kael's eyes lingered on his brother. Aaron's face remained set in that tight mask, but for an instant, their gazes met, and a flicker of understanding danced between them. It was a glance that spoke volumes, a promise, a warning, and a shared sorrow. Kael turned to Ariel, his voice firm. "What do you know about this client? Who is she?" The hooded figure hesitated once more before responding, its tone measured. The message contained only her name, Lyra Flynn. "She's rumored to reside in the upper levels of Ashen Roads." Kael's eyes narrowed. There was something in Ariel's voice that hinted at a deeper truth. He turned away from the hooded figure, his thoughts already racing with possibilities. The Everia sector was notorious for its labyrinthine layout and cramped alleyways, an ideal place to lose oneself or hide secrets. Retrieving something encouraged to walk free could mean anything, a person, an object, a document. His mind whirled through the possible interpretations as he made his way back out into the cool night air. The dark alleys of Ashen Roads seemed to stretch on forever, their shadows whispering secrets in the flickering torchlight. Kael's eyes scanned the rooftops and doorways, searching for any sign of movement or potential danger. The weight of his Nightforged dagger was reassuring, but he knew better than to rely solely on steel. In this world, an ally often proved more valuable than a blade. His destination was a dingy tavern, where rumors circulated freely and the patrons spoke little truth. Kale navigated through the crowded room, his eyes meeting Ariel's brief nod of acknowledgement from across the room before he found an empty stool near the fire. The heat radiated up, warming his chilled skin as he leaned in close to a local informant. "What do you know of Lyra Flynn?" The informant, a grizzled old man with sunken eyes and a missing tooth, leaned in close, his voice barely audible over the murmur of the crowd. "Lyra Flynn. Never heard of her," he said, his tone laced with skepticism. Kale's grip on his dagger tightened, a reflexive habit born from years of dealing with informants who spoke half-truths or outright lies. "Try again," he coaxed, his eyes locked onto the informants. The old man hesitated, glancing around the tavern as if seeking reassurance from the shadows. All right, I might have heard a rumor about someone of that name. Word is, she's connected to the Ironhaven Enclave." Kale's interest piqued, he leaned in closer, his face inches from the informant's. The old man continued, "Some say she's searching for something, but no one knows what. Others claim she's not quite right, like a puzzle with missing pieces." The tavern patrons nearby began to take notice of Kale's intense conversation, their faces lit by the flickering firelight. Ariel, still seated across the room, raised an eyebrow as if reminding Kale that his presence was drawing attention. Kale straightened, his eyes narrowing on the informant. "Keep talking," he said, his voice low and urgent. The old man's gaze darted about the tavern once more before focusing back on Kale. "Word is, Lyra Flynn has connections with unsavory elements. People who'd rather see her succeed than fail." His words trailed off as a hooded figure slipped past him, disappearing into the crowd. Kale's mind whirled with possibilities, unsavory elements, connections to Ironhaven Enclave, people who'd rather see her succeed. The game was changing, and he needed more information before meeting Lyra Flynn. Ariel's discreet nod caught his attention, and Kale made his way through the crowd, dodging elbows and spilled ale as he pushed toward the hooded figure. As he emerged onto the street, the cool night air greeted him like a slap in the face. The hooded figure was already ahead of him, disappearing into the labyrinthine alleys of ashen roads. Kale followed, his senses on high alert, the familiar streets twisting and turning around him like a maze. He pursued the hooded figure for several blocks, navigating through narrow passageways and across rickety bridges, until finally he caught up to them in a deserted courtyard. The moon cast long shadows across the cobblestones as the hooded figure turned to face him, its features illuminated by the silver light. It was a young woman, her eyes red-rimmed from lack of sleep, her face pinched with worry. "Kale Varn," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. The woman's eyes, though tired, held a spark of determination as she nodded toward the entrance of the courtyard. "I'm Lyra Flynn. I didn't think you'd be so easy to find." Kale's eyes narrowed, her words hinted at a hidden message, but he couldn't quite decipher it. He gestured for her to continue, his hand resting on the grip of his Nightforged dagger. Lyra led him through winding alleys and narrow stairways until they arrived at a nondescript door tucked away in a forgotten corner of Ashen Roads. The symbol etched into the door, an inverted crescent moon with seven tiny stars surrounding it, seemed out of place among the drab buildings, like a whispered promise of a different world beyond the city's gates. Lyra produced a small key and unlocked the door, ushering Kale inside. The room beyond was dimly lit, the air heavy with the scent of old parchment and something else metallic. Bookshelves lined the walls, their leather-bound tomes seeming to lean inward as if sharing secrets. In the center of the room, a large wooden table held various items that seemed unrelated: a length of fine silk, a small music box, and a delicate silver locket with an image etched onto its surface, a man's face, eyes closed in eternal sleep. Lyra moved to the music box, her fingers tracing the intricate patterns on its surface. "This is what I've been searching for," she said, her voice barely above a whisper. It holds memories. Her hand trembled as she opened the box, releasing a soft, melancholic tune that seemed to fill the room with unspoken longings. Kale's eyes roamed over the items on the table, trying to understand the connection between them and Lyra Flynn. The locket, in particular, seemed out of place among these items. It was too ornate, too beautiful for this dingy room. "Tell me more about this memory box," he said, his voice measured. Lyra's eyes snapped up, a fleeting glimmer of fear dancing across her face before she composed herself. "It's a recording, I suppose you could say. A memory, trapped within the music." She opened the box further, revealing a small glass vial suspended above its center. The vial shimmered with an otherworldly light that seemed to pulse in time with the music. Lyra's words hung in the air, heavy with unspoken meaning as she carefully lifted the vial out of the music box. The pulsing light within it seemed to grow brighter, casting an ethereal glow across her face. Kale's eyes lingered on the locket, his mind still reeling from the implications, memories trapped within a small glass container, like a bird in a gilded cage. "What kind of memory?" he asked, his voice cautious, as if approaching a wounded animal. Lyra's gaze drifted back to the vial, her fingers wrapped protectively around it. A moment that changed everything," she whispered, her voice barely audible over the music. Kale's eyes narrowed. He sensed there was more to this memory than she let on, something that made her cautious. The room seemed to shrink, as if the shadows themselves were closing in. The silence stretched between them until Lyra finally broke it. "We need to get out of here," she said, glancing around the cramped space as if searching for unseen listeners. Kale nodded, his hand resting on the hilt of his Nightforged dagger. He knew the importance of discretion. In a world where whispers could be deadly, secrets were currency. Kale's eyes roamed over the room once more, searching for any sign of hidden dangers or unexpected exits. The air was heavy with tension, the silence between them punctuated only by the soft music still playing from the music box. Lyra's gaze darted about the space as well, her hand tightening around the vial as if it might slip free. Without a word, she began to move toward the door, Kale following closely behind her. The shadows in the room seemed to deepen and twist, like living things trying to snuff out the faint light from the single candle on the table. As they stepped into the narrow corridor outside, Lyra locked the door behind them, her breath caught in a quiet sob. In the dimly lit alleyway beyond, Kale's eyes locked onto the rooftops above, searching for any sign of pursuit. The city's soundscape was a distant hum, the clanging of pots and pans from the kitchens, the raucous laughter of revelers, the creaking of wooden signs swaying in the night breeze. Lyra walked swiftly beside him, her footsteps echoing off the walls as they navigated the winding alleys. They turned onto a main street, the crowds thickening as they made their way toward the docks. Kale kept a watchful eye on Lyra, wondering what she might reveal about herself and this mysterious memory box. But she seemed lost in thought, her eyes fixed on some distant point ahead. The night air carried the scent of saltwater and tar, a reminder that the Black Sea lay just beyond the city gates. As they approached the docks, Kale spotted Ariel waiting by the harbor's edge, his dark cloak billowing behind him like a specter. His gaze flicked between Lyra and Kale, a silent question in his eyes. Kale nodded, and Ariel fell into step beside them as they wove through the dockworkers and sailors. The night air carried the weight of the sea, and Kale felt his mind begin to clear, the fog of intrigue lifting with every step toward the water's edge. But he couldn't shake the feeling that Lyra Flynn was hiding something, a secret within her secrets. As they walked, Lyra's eyes never left the horizon, her gaze a fixed point in the darkness. Ariel fell into step beside Kale, his presence a silent reassurance. The dockworkers and sailors eyed them warily, their whispers carrying on the wind as they made their way through the crowded harbor. Lyra finally broke the silence as they reached the edge of the water, her voice barely above a whisper. "I've been searching for this memory for years," she said, her words carried away by the sea breeze. Kale's eyes narrowed. He sensed a depth to Lyra's emotions, a wellspring of pain that threatened to overflow. What is it? Ariel asked, his voice low and even, but Kale could sense a note of curiosity in it. Lyra's hand tightened around the vial, as if she feared it might be taken from her. It's a memory of my sister, she said finally, her words barely audible over the lapping of the waves. The sound of the water seemed to draw Kale's gaze back to the sea, his eyes tracing the outline of the ships moored in the harbor. The stars above cast a silver glow on the ripples, creating an illusion of movement on the still surface of the water. He turned back to Lyra, her profile etched against the dark sky. What happened to your sister? He asked, his voice gentle. Lyra's eyes snapped up, a flash of pain crossing her face before she regained control. She died, she said, her voice flat, emotionless. Kale felt a pang of empathy. In this world of shadows and silence, the truth was often harder to speak than any falsehood. Ariel's gaze flicked between them, his eyes searching for something reassurance, perhaps, or understanding. Lyra seemed lost in thought again, her eyes fixed on some point beyond the harbor's edge. The night air carried the weight of secrets and loss, a reminder that the past was always closer than it seemed. The silence drew out until Ariel finally spoke up, his voice low and measured. We need to get back to the monastery, he said, his eyes fixed on Lyra. It's not safe here. Kale nodded in agreement. The streets were already thinning as the night wore on, but he sensed a growing unease among the dockworkers. Lyra seemed lost in thought, her gaze still fixed on some point beyond the harbor's edge. The vial in her hand pulsed with an otherworldly light, a reminder of the secrets she carried within its delicate confines. The night air carried their words away, the sound of gulls crying overhead as they made their way through the crowded docks. Lyra's eyes never left the horizon, her profile a mask of stone as she navigated the winding paths between the ships. Ariel kept pace beside her, his dark cloak billowing behind him like a dark cloud. Kale walked beside them, his mind racing with questions. What had happened to Lyra's sister? And what was this memory that seemed so crucial to her quest? He glanced at Lyra, but she remained lost in thought, the vial clutched tightly in her hand. The pulsing light within it seemed to grow brighter, as if drawn to some hidden frequency only Lyra could hear. As they turned onto the main street, the city's soundscape swelled around them, the clanging of pots and pans from the kitchens, the raucous laughter of revelers, the creaking of wooden signs swaying in the night breeze. Lyra's eyes flicked up, her gaze locking onto Kale's for a moment before darting away. The city seemed to close in around them, its shadows deepening into dark pools that seemed to swallow the light. Ariel led the way through the winding streets, his eyes scanning the rooftops and alleyways as if searching for hidden dangers. Lyra followed closely behind him, her hand on the vial a steady beat in the darkness. Kale brought up the rear, his eyes roving over the crowds, searching for any sign of trouble. The city's night sounds seemed to grow louder, a cacophony of sound that threatened to drown out their own quiet footsteps. As they turned onto a side street, the buildings seemed to close in around them, narrow townhouses with iron-grilled windows and balconies overflowing with potted plants. Lyra's eyes flicked up to the rooftops once more, her gaze lingering on some point above. Ariel slowed his pace, his eyes following hers as they navigated the winding street. The buildings seemed to loom over them, casting long shadows that stretched and twisted in the flickering torchlight. Kale's hand rested on the hilt of his dagger, his senses on high alert as they turned onto a narrow alleyway. The air was heavy with the scent of cooking spices and roasting meat, carried from the kitchens above. Lyra's eyes snapped up to his, a flash of fear dancing across her face before she regained control. It's close, she whispered, her voice barely audible over the distant sounds of the city. Ariel's eyes locked onto hers, a silent question in their depths. Kale felt a shiver run down his spine as he realized they were being led deeper into the heart of the city, further from the safety of the docks. The alleyway narrowed, the buildings seeming to close in around them like sentinels. Lyra's eyes never left Kale's face, her gaze searching for something reassurance, perhaps, or a glimmer of understanding. The vial pulsed with an otherworldly light, a reminder that they were running out of time. As they navigated the winding alleyway, Kale's senses were on high alert, his hand resting on the hilt of his dagger. The air was thick with the scent of roasting meat and spices, carried from the kitchens above. Lyra's eyes never left his face, her gaze searching for something in his expression. Ariel walked ahead, his dark cloak billowing behind him like a dark cloud. The alleyway opened up into a small square, surrounded by narrow buildings that seemed to lean in on each other. In the center of the square stood an ancient church, its stone facade weathered to a soft gray from years of sea salt and wind. Lyra's eyes locked onto the church, her gaze drawn to it like a moth to flame. Ariel slowed his pace, his eyes fixed on Lyra's face. "What is this place?" Kale asked, his voice low and even. Lyra's eyes never left the church, her expression a mask of stone. "It's where my sister used to take me when we were children," she said finally, her voice barely above a whisper. The vial in her hand pulsed with an otherworldly light, as if it too was drawn to some hidden frequency within the ancient stones. Ariel's eyes narrowed, his gaze flicking between Lyra and the church. "What happened here?" he asked, his voice low and measured. Lyra's eyes snapped up to his, a flash of pain crossing her face before she regained control. Kale felt a pang of empathy. In this world of shadows and silence, the truth was often harder to speak than any falsehood. The air was heavy with the scent of incense and old stone, carried from within the church's crumbling walls. Lyra's eyes never left the facade, her gaze tracing the outline of the door. Ariel's hand rested on the hilt of his sword, his eyes scanning the rooftops and alleyways as if searching for hidden dangers. Suddenly, a figure emerged from the church's doorway, its features shrouded in shadows. Lyra's eyes snapped up to it, her gaze fixed on the figure with an unblinking intensity. Kale's hand tightened around the hilt of his dagger, his senses on high alert as he took a step forward. "It's Brother Marcus," Lyra said finally, her voice barely above a whisper. Ariel's eyes narrowed, his gaze flicking between Lyra and the figure in the doorway. "I thought he was dead," he said, his voice low and even.